your trade, even if you don't buy ours.
But it's All Out Auto Blast is making deals other dealers are scared to make.
In Montgomery with zero down, just sign and drive. In Prattville with 0% financing. And our all-new truck center where 100% credit approval is guaranteed.
All of our cars are backed with warranty solutions that provides extended warranties.
Don't miss this budget's All Out Auto Blast. All three locations or buybudgetnow.com.
Zero down with 60 monthly payments of $17.48 for each $1,000 borrowed at 1.9% APR. Offers not in conjunction. Visit CreditAcceptance.com for 100% credit details.
All right, guys, gather around. Let me tell you something. Tonight, you're up against it. Yeah. It's going to be you against you. And who you going to be, huh? You're going to be that guy who missed it? No. You're going to be that guy who had to turn in early because he had to go to work in the morning? No. You don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. That guy will never get to say, oh, I was there.
No, he won't.
That guy will never buy a round of Budweiser's for the whole bar. We love that guy.
Yeah, we do.
That guy is not the guy who strangers high five on the street. Boy, you got to go out. You got to crack open some ice cold Buds and pass the love around. Because missing the greatest night of your life is just too much regret for any one man to carry. Why are you still sitting here? Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds!
Please drink responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hunting season has arrived in Alabama, and there's only one place to go for all your outdoor needs. Walter Craig, the Sportsman's Headquarters. Small or large, they have everything you need to bag your game of choice. Guns? No problem. Over 3,000 in stock. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, and even the most sophisticated ARs. If you're looking for hunting supplies, don't go where they specialize in selling tennis shoes. Go to Walter Craig, 1201 Northeastern Bypass, or call 396-5297. Walter Craig, your hunting headquarters.
Fishing, gardening, or just a hot cup of coffee. These are among life's simple pleasures. With a life insurance plan from Alpha, you can relax and enjoy the good things in life, knowing your family is protected. For a customized plan built just for you by a friendly hometown agent, call Alpha in Montgomery Pike Road. Call Agent Scott Strickland at 288-0375 or stop by the office at 2108 East South Boulevard. The Wildlife Group is a nursery strictly dedicated to wildlife and the enhancement of its natural productive beauty. We grow trees that not only intensify the beauty of your surroundings, but also improve the productiveness of your land. It's always great to plant trees. Here's a few good reasons why. Long-term food source for all wildlife. Enhance aesthetics. Increase property value. Provides nesting for birds and cover for all your animals. Planting trees and shrubs can turn your annual food plots into perennial habitat for all wildlife. Let the Wildlife Group turn your property into a premier trophy area. Give us a call at 334-724-9146 or come by and check us out at County Road 53, Tuskegee.
We would like to thank these great sponsors of our Auburn sports broadcast on WMSP Sports Radio 740.
Jack Ingram Nissan, home of the number one volume Nissan dealer in Alabama.
Air Now Cooling and Heating, where you always get service today or it's free. Call 334-4008.
And
Geico, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your home for the Auburn Tigers is WMSP Sports Radio 740.
You ever think about investing in land? Real land, where trees grow tall and wildlife roams free. And you can take your youngins hunting and fishing and talk about life. With more than 75 years of combined experience, National Land Realty specializes in timber, agriculture, and hunting recreational properties. Whether you're selling or purchasing, National Land Realty will use the latest technology and techniques to help you make the best decision. Give Jerry Joe Ingram a call at 300-4273 and check out their website at nationallandrealty.com.
Let me ask you a question. Does getting a loan have to feel like you're bailing out the ocean with a spoon? In my 30 years of business, I've seen many people's dignity suffer in these economic times. But at Capital Pawn Shop, you come see me, and in less than 10 minutes, you can walk out with the cash. It can be simple. You don't have to feel like you're trying to stop a freight train from passing. You don't have to feel like you're turning December into June or that you're trying to lasso a quarter moon.
Get cash in a hurry without all the red tape at Capital Pawn.
Cohen's on the Eastern Bypass, Montgomery's locally owned appliance and electronics store, part of the Nationwide Buying Group, with over $14 billion in combined buying power. Cohen's has savings, selections, answers. That's how Cohen's delivers confidence.
Now, more Cast and Blast with longtime outdoorsman Steve Long and Rob Newman. Here to help you get that big trophy, it's Cast and Blast on Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to Cast and Blast this morning. Really appreciate your time. We do have a phone line open for you, so give us a call at 240-9230.
Rob, we're coming to you live from Capital Pawn Shop right here on Troy Highway.
Yes,
I'll tell you what, it's Valentine's weekend. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, so you need to make sure if you're in the doghouse, you need to get out. You need to come by Capital Pond. They've got a variety of things that you can look at, that you can purchase. I just got finished looking at the jewelry, man. They got jewelry from $99 up to $11,000. Unbelievable. Beautiful quality, nice stuff.
Pandora bracelets.
I'm telling you, Rob. I'm telling you. There's the pearl earrings. I mean, just bracelets, necklace, all types of fine-looking things.
Got the Auburn, Alabama.
That's some bling right
Get
there, Rob.
Some of that, Steve.
That's not just a watch. That's bling right there, Rob.
Well, you're blind. You need to be able to see
There's
it.
Only one Alabama one left, Rob. There's six or five Auburn ones and one Bama one. What's
Those
that?
Are AUM.
Is that AUM? Yeah.
That's AUM. But, hey, Steve, what about the guns? I know.
Good Lord.
Didn't Renee get a pistol?
Renee's got Yes.
A couple
yes.
of them?
Yeah.
Safe full,
that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Renee's good on pistols. But
I sleep with one eye open at night.
At least you sleep.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, man, Rob, I know you're possessed with deer hunting. You're overly possessed. And I know it's probably Wednesday night. It was probably tough to get back into the house.
Wasn't so bad.
It wasn't so bad.
I didn't spend the night at home.
Well, Laura had a fire going Wednesday night.
Did she?
And I looked at it. She posted it on Facebook. I looked at it. I said, I wonder if Rob made that fire.
I bet I did. I bet I guarantee you cut it. And I probably grew the tree.
But did you start the fire?
No.
Laura had to start her own fire.
She knows how to do that.
She knows how to do that?
Yeah, she can do that. That fire starter.
Well, this weekend, Rob, you need to do something with Laura. Or you need to take her a piece of jewelry. Do you give flowers?
I may start tomorrow.
I wouldn't give flowers.
It'd be easy.
I wouldn't give flowers. You know what I don't like about flowers? They die.
No.
Why not come get a piece of jewelry that'll last a lifetime?
Yeah, that's really a much better idea. More thoughtful, very warm gift, something that's really going to kind of get her going and let her know that I still love her and care about her and think about her.
Man, I'm starting to tear up. I tell you what, let's go to line one and talk to Dale Wilson, see if you can get some marriage advice from him.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning. I was just listening to Bob talk about that. It just teared me up. I just
you
can't
have it.
I think she'd rather have a redneck tree stand, tell you the truth, Dale.
No.
Yeah, take your wife hunting. Show her how much you love her.
Yeah. I've tried that. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I know.
Do you really want your wife to like hunting, Dale?
Well, there are times, yeah. And of course,
I've
got one that she has got a way to track deer. She can find blood before anybody can. And she loves going out. She found two of them this year for me, and one for somebody else. And I mean, she always finds that first little speck of blood when you don't think there is any. But she does. She does. She just loves doing that.
Oh yeah.
That's good. I like that, man. That's what you. That's why you love your wife.
That's one of the reasons. Yeah. Hey, I was listening to the call before about the. I know a way that we can make these deer nocturnal, and that's just start hunting them again at night. If we start putting pressure on them at night, maybe they'll start moving during the daytime.
Oh,
I know Vance would, but I know Vance is not for that. But it could be something they could consider, maybe.
Well, if they legalize it at night, Vance could stay at home at night because he wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, That's right.
Vance and Kurt would just sit at the house at night and go back out during the daytime.
That's right. Just have a
but
daytime.
You, I have never thought of that, Dale, and I think you're dead on. Instead, if you want to change your deer from being nocturnal, start hunting them at night, and they'll go lay down.
I'm a firm believer in the automatic feeders over trawl feeders. I know trawl feeders are great if you're doing nutrition, you know, when you're feeding deer pellets and you want the deer to eat 24/7, but you're feeding coons and squirrels and everything else. But you can pattern deer a whole lot more just going back to the 100-yard row. Even if you have an automatic feeder out there set for 3:30 in the afternoon, let it go off. Eventually, those deer, and I've seen it, I've been hunting all my life too, and I've hunted different ways. But those deer, eventually, when they hear that spinner going off, they're going to come out within 30 to 45 minutes to an hour. I mean, you see it at Texas. Those feeders go off, they're compiling out because they know that there's not but about 4 or 5 pounds of feed been thrown on the ground, and they know they've got to get out there before something else does. And I've seen that work. You know, I know people don't like the batteries and the wondering whether or not it is going off or not, things like that, but you know, it's a more economical way to do it too, because it's just, you're not spoiling them. But you put feed in a trough and they're going to eat when they want to eat. And then if they don't have to get up and go out to that feeder until 12 o'clock, that's when they're going to feed.
That's a good point,
Dale. That's just my spin on that.
And now, Dale, I want to ask Dale, because I am a trough fan feeder, and yeah, you can put as much money in it as you would like to put in it. But the thing that worries me about spin cast, I mean, I think there's a proper way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And don't you think you need to move that spin cast every once in a while? I mean, you don't need to keep it in the same spot.
I don't know. I mean, you know, on the 100 yard row, you just about have to leave it in the same spot. You got to find that perfect 110 yard, because it's just not always 110 through the whole property that you can, you know, keep it away from you out of eyesight. But I've never moved one, really, unless it just got so muddy around it. You know, mm-hmm. And then I would move it to a cleaner spot. But outside of that, I don't move mine
either, now that you say that.
But now there's one thing, another reason I like the trough feeders, and to me it doesn't seem to attract the hogs if it's high enough up. But I have seen the hogs, big hogs, where they'll knock one over or they'll jump up in one. But the younger ones, I usually don't see that. And that's one thing about baiting. If you're gonna bait, you better get ready for hogs.
Yeah, I mean, some people, that's just a hog's just a problem no matter what you do. Now, in places that I've been, I just never see a hog. So I know that's a battle for a lot of people, and I know it's been a big topic on your show, you know, for a lot of people to talk about. But
Dale, I know you hunt, I think, Bullitt County and South Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
The food plots this year, of course, we had good warm weather right when we planted them. We had plenty of rain, but the food plots where I've planted, they're eating down. It seems like the deer are really starting to hammer them hard. But we had a good year as far as food plots go.
This is probably my best year with food plots, and listening to other people talk. You know, when the acorns, of course, for a while there, it seemed like a lot of people said that the deer wasn't eating the food plots. But I think some people just had a lot of acorns and a lot of browse.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden now, they're just, even though they nitrated them, you know, a month ago, that gave them a little boost and made them jump up. But, you know, so many people have these little bitty food plots, and you take 8-9 deer a night eating on a little quarter-acre food plot, it's going to be grazed down. You know, I've watched them for 30 minutes sit out there and graze.
But this year was
a good year for food plots. Every deer I killed this year was on a green field.
We talk about supplemental feeding, or baiting, whatever you want to call it, but it's still a key for folks to plant those food plots. I mean, you're in the feed and seed business, but mm-hmm. folks, if they do pass this, I hear a lot of people are saying, well, I'm not going to plant any more food plots. That is the wrong attitude to have, don't you think?
That's crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, food plots going to keep deer on your place. as people are trying to do the corn and everything else. They say, well, just, you know, having the food on the place when acorns runs out. But deer love, you know, they're going to graze. They love.